Scarlet Begonias from Grateful Dead put the wraps on this edition of World Cafe. Couldn't do it without our affiliates nationwide who make the show possible, including KRPS in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and WITH in Ithaca, New York. We produce this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by Dignity Memorial, dedicated to celebrating each life with compassion and attention to detail. They help to plan life celebrations now so families don't have to later. Learn more at dignitymemorial.com.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, electronic, indie, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're embarking on a very special journey as we travel back in time a full 60 years to 1963, a year of dazzling splendor for Latin music, with many of the genres that we treasure today already fully formed, from bossa nova and salsa to early rock en español. I'm really surprised, hermano Josh, at how contemporary some of these tracks sound, especially in the tropical arena. I would say the 60s were definitely a time of innovation, don't you think?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. You know, when, you know, growing up here in the States and being a rocker, my whole frame of musical reference starts at 1963 with like the early Beatles, but it was interesting listening to especially the tropical tracks, how modern and fresh they sound. So I think 63 is a fun place to start in our time travels for the year 2023.
And 1963 was the year when the godfather of salsa, Machito from Cuba, of course already living in New York, released one of his best albums, Tremendo Cumban. This is just an amazing record with his sister Graciela doing vocals as well as Machito. And we're going to listen to a track that's so much fun. And if you can understand Spanish, there's some amazing interplay here, some hilarious jokes that brother and sister Machito and Graciela exchange. This is from Tremendo Cumban, 1963, Francisco Guajira.
Marcelino Onguera.
Marcelino, Marcelino.
Oh, Jimmy Cuerda, hijo, los grandes compositores, ese bueno.
Ajá, sea como sea,
que para bien sea.
Sea como sea,
que para bien sea.
Como sea,
que para bien sea.
Francisco, como sea,
que para bien sea.
Yeah.
para bien sea,
sea como sea,
que para bien sea.
Marcelino, que mi hijo, despierta mi hijo. Despierta tropical.
No me
tú estás viviendo, tú estás viviendo en un funny room.
Ah, yo me recuerda, es que yo estaba cenámbulo.
Tú estás cenámbulo, estás metido en el cuarto de chocolate.
¿Chocolate? Sácame, sácame de aquí.
Sale de ahí que está sácame. Oscuro. Está oscuro. Francisco.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative, today an episode devoted to the dazzling sounds of 1963. We just listened to one of your favorite artists, hermano Josh. Rey Barreto was already, you know, almost fully formed his sound. Of course, it was more of a charanga then because it's the early 60s. It wasn't fully fledged salsa. But all the elements that we've come to appreciate from Rey Barreto were already present. We just listened to El Bantu from the 1963 record On Fire again. Of course, as you know, it was like a tradition at the time for artists such as Rey and Tito Puente to release not only one album a year, but two, three, even four, right? And I think that's, isn't it remarkable how prolific the tropical artists were at the time?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And it's funny because I was thinking about that, how, you know, in the current era, you know, you're seeing again artists putting out sometimes multiple albums because it's so easy to drop them in the digital age. But there was a period, you know, I think before streaming, mm-hmm. and certainly going back to the 60s, where it was not uncommon to put out multiple albums. Whereas in the 90s, record labels actually told them, slow down, like go out on tour and promote your record for the next 2 years or 3 years. So it's interesting when you see this era where artists were being so prolific.
There are many fascinating things happening, especially because I think there's a misperception in as much many of the genres that we love were already in motion at the time. I'm not talking about like all that boogaloo, Latin soul, that Latin jazz mixture with funk and R&B. We're going to listen to Mongo Santa Maria and probably his biggest hits, Watermelon Man, and that came out in 1963. Remember, it was sampled. Was it Us Three in the 90s that sampled Watermelon Man, hermano?
Yeah, Ernesto. I'm not sure if Us Three was sampling the Herbie Hancock or the Mongo Santa Maria version, but this song had a number of lives.
So now we're going to listen to the Mongo version from 1963 from the LP of the same name. This is just like Rey Barreto, another conga player who was incredibly prolific in the 60s. Mongo Santa Maria with Watermelon Man.
Watermelon
This is the Latin Alternative, and we just listened to the queen of Latin music, the one and only Celia Cruz from Cuba. Of course, she was already active in the 60s. How could she not? Celia Cruz began her career. She was already a mega music star in the 50s with La Sonora Matancera. And we just listened to one of my favorite, actually, hermano. This is just a coincidence. We're celebrating 1963, and one of my favorite Celia Cruz tunes of all came out that year. I'm talking about Mango Mangue. I think her version is just deliciously sweet. It's very tender. And this is from an album that she recorded with La Sonora Matancera. And I love the title of this record. I've always loved it. The album is called La Tierna Conmovedora Bamboleadora, Celia Cruz. So the tender, moving, and swirling Celia. And yes, indeed, she was all those things and more.
And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com.
Hermano, compiling an episode such as this one, because we're going really early in the 60s, 1963, so quite a challenge. But I'm surprised because I think most of the tropical giants were already in full bloom. Rey Barreto and Mongo Santa Maria and Celia Cruz. And I think the same applies for one gentleman, big friend of the show, El señor Eduardo Palmieri from the city of New York, correct?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And I actually had the privilege of taking my young daughter to see Eddie Palmieri concert in Oakland just a few months back. His bad jokes or in between songs are just as bad as ever, but that's part of the charm. And yes, it's amazing that Eddie is still going on. He's joined us for a takeover episode a couple years back. But now we get to go all the way back to 1963, and we're going to follow this Eddie Palmieri track, which I really loved, En Cadenas. We're going to follow it with a track from his brother Charlie Palmieri. So let's listen to, I guess you could call him, prolific Latin jazz artist Eddie Palmieri, fabulous piano player. This is En Cadenas.
Si yo lo hubiera dicho, no hubiera dicho que no.
Yo no quiero morir en cadenas. Yo no quiero morir en cadenas.
Anoche estuve soñando, verás tú qué tontería. Anoche estuve soñando, verás tú qué tontería. Que tú eras perseguidora y tu padre es policía. Yo no quiero.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Latin Alternative today, a fascinating journey back in time, 60 years back to 1963. And we just listened to Charlie Palmieri, like his younger brother Eddie used to say, the real king of the whites and the black keys, el verdadero rey de las blancas y las negras, as how Eddie Palmieri always refers to Charlie, who influenced him so much. Tragically, his life was cut short, but Charlie has also a prodigious discography. In 1963, just as his brother Eddie was getting started, Charlie was already a veteran of the New York tropical dance music scene, and he had an outfit called Charanga La Dubonnet. Remember, hermano, that in the early 60s, a charanga sound imported from Cuba, inspired by big Cuban orchestras such as Orquesta Aragón, was all the rage, so charanga dominated the New York dance scene. Charlie Palmieri had his Charanga La Dubonnet, but he was also influenced by Bossa Nova. That was the trend of the time. We just listened to Amor Fortu. It's a beautiful track with Brazilian undertones. This is from the record Salsa Nama. It's actually a record that's hard to find, and fortunately it's part of my record collection for the past 20 years. It's a great little album by Charlie Palmieri. And now I understand that you've been busy doing some musical archaeology.
Yes, Ernesto. What if I was to tell you we're going to play two tracks from Chicano artists from Texas who have not been on the radio at all, not have been played on a single station since 1963. And even if they did get radio play in 1963, it probably wasn't outside of San Antonio, Texas.
This is amazing.
Yes, such is the case, thanks to a very fortuitous meeting and hangout I had last night with a very cool gentleman, Juan Antonio Cuellar, who works as an archivist at the Arhuli Foundation Frontera Collection. It's a private, well, it's available actually for streaming online for free, but it's a collection of over 100,000 rare, mostly U.S. Latin recordings, vinyls on old 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, stuff that just has been lost in time, and even the record labels can no longer be tracked down. And Arhuli Foundation's Frontera Collection is dedicated to digitizing and preserving this music, and in fact, they now have a really large collection. They put everything up on their YouTube channel, which you can just find by searching for Frontera Collection. And so I'm sitting down with Juan Antonio last night, and I said, brother, I'm doing a show dedicated to 1963, and you know me, I'm a rocker, like, what you got? And so with just a few keystrokes, he goes into his database and types in rock 1963, and we listen to a couple tracks of these obscure, really cool tracks that were just released on vinyl 45s back in the day and were probably never even heard outside of South Texas. The first one I want to spotlight is from an artist named Tintan, or Tintan, and this track is called Mi Jainita, My Little Honey. Love that they were already doing the bilingual song titles back then. I mean, it's very of its era, but very modern for its time. And you have to remember, here were, you know, Chicanos, often second generation, parents were working the fields, living in Texas, and they were fans of rock and roll just like the rest of America. And you'll hear it in this music. And I am just so thrilled to put it on the airwaves for the first time since 1963. Let's listen to Tintan, Mi Jainita.
De Jainita vamos, óigame Jainita, póngase agujeta, quiere teoricarme un yes. Tengo un patas viule, tengo calcos nuevos, yo soy un pachuco, ¿ves?
Yes, yes.
Jainita, vamos. Si es que usted se amarra, bailo hula hula, me pongo acusado así. Le pongo su chante de refín de mula, yo soy un pachuco así. Vamos, 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 Jainita, vamos. Yo cabello yo mucho, a salvar el chivo, me pongo acusado así. Con usted le digo, yo quiero amarrarme, yo soy un pachuco, ¿ves? ¡Dame de papel! ¡Si la pitina la papa! ¡Mira pitina la papa!
This is the Latin Alternative.
Subscribe and support independent public radio at thesocalsound.org.
Let's explore the eclectic range of melodies, sounds, and influences from the Latin music scene right here on the SoCal Sound, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. My name is Byron Gonzalez, the host of Bilingual Sounds, a nightly show where I showcase new music from up-and-coming musicians and lovable songs from established bands from all over Latin America, as well as the Latin community here in the States. Join me on Bilingual Sounds, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1963. From Texas, we just heard Conjunto Bernal and the track Florida Twist. Why they called it Florida Twist, I know not. They were some Chicano young rockers from Texas. But Ernesto, as we mentioned, these songs were introduced to me by the Frontera Collection. It's run by the Arjuli Foundation, and they make all this out-of-print obscure music from decades past available to listen to. And we were so grateful for them digging into their vaults and providing us with some very cool tunes from U.S. Chicanos recording in 1963. Again, that was Conjunto Bernal and the Florida Twist.
This is wonderful, and I think Hermano is really palpable in the 60s, this feeling of reckless discovery, of things being invented every day, of utter, complete innovation. The same applies for the next artist. The 60s is also a decade where some of the giants, some of the titans of Brazilian music, who continue to work the field today, unbelievably so, they made a splash in Brazil with their first singles. I'm talking about Caetano Veloso, Gal Costa, Gilberto Gil, Chico Buarque, Toquinho. All these artists debuted in the 60s. And so did Jorge Ben. Jorge Ben, who has an illustrious career as a pioneering innovator of samba funk, samba soul, rock, pop. I mean, he's unbelievable. And it's very strange to me that he releases an album called Samba Esquema Novo. And the first track, the opening track, is Mais Que Nada. It's a very, very famous song that Sergio Mendes would turn into a bossa nova classic. Well, this is the original version from 1963 by Jorge Ben, Mais Que Nada.
Sai da minha frente e eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é sambar. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Oh, ariarando, oba, oba, oba. Oh, ariarando, oba, oba, oba. Samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Oh, Salvador com linda, com linda, porota com linda, bora ver o canto com cá. Tindão, tindão, lisa, com linda, com linda, com linda, com pá.
Ah!
This is the Latin Alternative. Today, a thrilling episode devoted to the gems of 1963 in Latin American music. And we just listened to El Gran Combo. And man, I'm just really dazzled that El Gran Combo was already sounding like it does today in 1963. Isn't that almost miraculous in a way?
Yes, I'm loving that, Ernesto.
So El Gran Combo had already released quite a few LPs in 1963 by the time they put out The Siempre. And we just listened to A La Loma de Belén with the voice of Andy Montañez, who would later become a solo salsa star in his own right. And just some lovely Gran Combo salsa music. Incredibly enough, band leader Rafael Itié is still with us enjoying life in Puerto Rico. We're going to go back to Brazil. We have some really interesting performers from Brazil who some of them have been sadly forgotten. And one of them is Silvia Teles. Now, I always say, hermano, that if Silvia Teles had lived a long life, she would have been crowned as the absolute queen of bossa nova. But she had a very tempestuous relationship with her boyfriend. She would get in arguments. And I think during one such argument, she had a horrible car accident on December 17th of 1966. And she died very, very early. That said, her discography is quite rich. There's many albums, many treasures to discover. And her relationship, creative relationship with Antonio Carlos Jobim, made her something like the female ambassador of the bossa nova. And she had a keen understanding of what bossa nova is about. We're going to get a taste of that. Here's Silvia Teles from the 1963 album Bossa Balanço Balada. This is Rio.
Mora no mar, sorrio pro meu rio que tem no seu mar. Lindas flores que nascem morenas em jardins de sol. Rio, serras de veludo, sorrio pro meu rio que sorri de tudo. Que é dourado quase todo dia, alegre como a luz. Rio é mar, é eterno se fazer amar. O meu rio é luz. Amiga branca e lua, é sol, é sal, é sua. São mãos se descobrindo em tanto a sua. Por isso é que meu rio da mulher beleza acaba num instante com qualquer tristeza. Meu rio que não dorme porque não se cansa. Meu rio que balança, sorrio, sorrio. Sorrio, sorrio, sorrio. Amar. O meu rio é lua, amiga branca e nua. É sol, é sal, é sua. São mãos se descobrindo em tanto azul. Por isso é que meu rio da mulher beleza acaba num instante com qualquer tristeza. Meu rio que não dorme porque não se cansa. Meu rio que balança. Meu rio que balança, meu rio que balança, ah, meu rio, meu rio que balança.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hello, I am Matthew Coma from the band Winnetka Bowling League, and I am this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. So I'll be here every Saturday night at 6 p.m. playing songs. Right here at 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in Residence. Saturday nights at 6. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you. celestial. Tú tienes una sonrisa contagiosa, pero tu pelo es un desastre universal. Ah, 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 ah. Una carita deliciosa y tienes una figura celestial. Tú tienes una sonrisa contagiosa, pero tu pelo, ay, qué calamidad. Se paran de punta como un porcospín, parece la estatua de San Peluquín. Ni que peluqueros te alcanzan a ti, con peines de aceros y tierras sin fin. Tú tienes una sonrisa contagiosa, pero tu pelo es un desastre universal. Ah, ah. Punta como un porcospín, parecen la estatua de San Peluquín. Ni tres peluqueros te alcanzan a ti, con peines de acero y sierras sin fin. Tú tienes una sonrisa contagiosa, pero tu pelo es una calamidad.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to 1963. And of course, I thought, hermano, you know that rock en español was already happening in Argentina, Uruguay, in Peru. So I thought we needed to explore a little bit of that, not rely only on bossa nova and salsa, and we just did with a major hit single from the 60s. I mean, this is one of the anthemic 60s Latin American songs, Despeinada, by Palito Ortega, movie star and music star. Great songwriter, great sense of humor, great personality. And Despeinada has that, you know, that very naive, that wide-eyed innocence of the early rock and roll. And it wasn't even the Beatles. I think the Argentine stars of the time were influenced by the early rock and roll stuff, like Rock Around the Clock and such. And isn't that a great tune?
Yeah, I loved it, Ernesto. Thank you for spotlighting this track.
I also wanted to address the bridge that happened in the early 60s in Brazil between the old format of the samba song inspired by the vocalizing of Frank Sinatra, you know, this is 50s territory, and then its defined transition into bossa nova. And I think we need to mention Lucio Alves, because he was the one singer who did that, who achieved that transition, who went from the venerable, gentlemanly song, you know, the crooner stuff of Brazil at the time, into bossa nova. And he did it very bravely with an album that he recorded for the awesome Elenco label. That's the ultimate bossa nova label at the time. Balance Samba is a record that came out in 1963 by Lucio Alves. Here's the title track. Of course, the Elenco LP covers, because they didn't have any money. They were done in black and white with stylish typography and design. And this lack of resources ended up being one of the most recognizable traits of the Elenco. There are collectible LPs that, you know, very, very expensive to get the originals. So here we have the original music, Balance Samba with Lucio Alves.
Balança com jeito, balança no olhar, balança pedindo pra eu balançar, balança no tempo, balança no andar. Balança essa bossa que vem de você, balança o balanço que mora em você, balanço tudo que eu nem sei se sei, de repente eu balancei. Balanço do bom, balanço do trem, balança no espaço Glen. Se você não sabe balançar, pede pro Garrincha lhe ensinar. Balança o charuto na boca do rio, balança uma chave no bolso do texto. Depois disso tudo, se não aprendeu, juro que o azar é seu, meu bem, mas no fundo é meu também. balança com jeito, balança no olhar, balança pedindo pra eu balançar, balança no tempo, balança no andar. Balança essa bosta que vem de você, balança o balanço que mora em você, balança isso tudo que eu nem sei se sei, de repente eu balancei. Balança do bonde, balança do trem, balança no espaço Glen. Se você não sabe balançar, pede pro Garrincha lhe ensinar. Balança o charuto na boca do rio, balança uma chave no bolso do texto. Depois disso tudo, se não aprendeu, juro que o azar é seu, meu bem. Mas no fundo é meu também, muito bom, muito bem, muito bom.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick.
Se ponen a decir que lo que pasa es que yo tengo casi todo mi dinero metido en un barril. Si yo me pongo a matar una camita con diamantes, te ponen a decir que lo que pasa es que yo tengo casi todo mi dinero metido en un barril.
Que gente averigua, que gente averigua, que gente averigua, cámara y nunca me han dado nada.
Tiraban trompetillas un propio que yo llevaba de los tiempos de Cristín. Cuando pasé yo lo tardé por la piscina de los tambas tentando un garrinquín. Y le tiraban trompetillas un propio que yo llevaba de los tiempos de Cristín.
Que gente averigua, que gente averigua, que gente averigua, cámara y nunca me han dado nada.
This is the Latin Alternative, and hermano Josh, were you also wondering what happened at the time in Puerto Rico? Salsa was emerging, but you know that in Puerto Rico, folk formats like the plena and the bomba are very, very important in the musical life of the island, correct?
Yes, Ernesto. I've been familiar with those genres for some time, but at the same time, I can't tell you I was really thinking about it for the early 60s context.
Yeah, it's interesting that at the same time that Eddie Palmieri and El Gran Combo, they were doing straight ahead salsa, but there were some practitioners who were still faithful to the plena and the bomba. And what's a gentleman was the inimitable Mon Rivera from Puerto Rico. In 1963, he released a seminal album. It's just a classic of Puerto Rican music because it is so faithful to the roots. Que gente averigua. And we just listened to Mon doing the title track of that album in wondrous, sizzling plena rhythm. And you know, of course, that earlier we listened to some Argentinian rock and español. You know that, of course, rock and roll had a huge influence in Brazil, right, Josh?
Yeah, Ernesto. I wonder if you might be hinting about Roberto Carlos.
Exactly, hermano. So before he became the Julio Iglesias of Brazil, Roberto Carlos, to some people's shock, I imagine, was a rocker with long hair and electric jangly guitars. And he was just starting out his career in 1963, in effect with short hair and a tie and a nice shirt on the cover of his album Splish Splash. But some awesome songs that he was already writing with his collaborator, Erasmo Carlos. They're not related, but the biggest partnership in the history of Brazilian music is Roberto Carlos and Erasmo Carlos. We're going to listen to this great Brazilian rock track from the time, Relembrando Malena with Roberto Carlos.
Malena querida, eu te quero e ainda te amo. Te adoro e venero, sou louco por ti. Malena querida, relembro os momentos felizes, de alegria e ternura, que ao teu lado vivi. Tentei em vão te esquecer, sem conseguir contudo, amor. Se mal te fiz foi sem querer, pois eu te amo com fervor. Malena querida, perdoa a minha loucura. Esquece o passado e volta pra mim. Seguir com tudo, amor. Se mal te fiz foi sem querer, pois eu te quero com fervor. Malena querida, perdoa a minha loucura. Esquece o passado e volta pra mim.
This is the Latin Alternative, a little sad as our episode devoted to 1963 is coming to an end. We just listened to Relembrando Malena by Brazilian rocker at the time, Roberto Carlos.
And if you would like what you've been hearing on the Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for the Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, and iHeartRadio, or simply searching for thelatinalternative.com. And Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Emmanuel, we're talking early 60s in Latin music. How about some Cal Jader?
You know I love me some Cal Jader. Let's do it.
We're going to listen to a track of the album Several Shades of Jade. This is Cal Jader being sort of influenced by the exotica at the time of the Asian musical sensibility. He's collaborating with Argentine pianist Lalo Schifrin. This is really a momentous collaboration. Cal Jader with The Fakir. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications. Go.
mother was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made.